Welcome back, everyone, to our Hilchos Shabbos here. And today we will be starting the Halachos HaHalachos Neiros. The Shulchan Aruch and beginning of Simen Reish Samach Gimel brings down there's a mitzvah, a chiyuv, Hadlokas Ner for Shabbos, to light candles for Shabbos. And these candles have to be lit specifically for Shabbos. That means if you have light, you have candles from before Shabbos that's lit anyway, you have to extinguish it and relight it for the kavod of Shabbos, the honor of Shabbos. And in the Rishonim, there are three reasons why we light the Neiros Shabbos. Why we light the candle of Shabbos. Reason number one given is Oinik Shabbos. That it's more enjoyable to be in the light. And especially eating. To eat in the light where you can see your food, that's much more enjoyable. Like the Gemara says that a Suma, a blind person, cannot enjoy his food. He can't get satiated because he doesn't see his food. When you see your food, it's more enjoyable. The presentation of food is more enjoyable when you have the light. So it's Oinik Shabbos. To delight in Shabbos, you light the candles. That's reason number one, Oinik Shabbos. Reason number two is Kavod Shabbos. We know lighting candles is a sign of Kavod, of honor. Like by a chuppah, by a bris milah, you light candles. To be moisif or to light candles, make it lighter, that is a honor of Shabbos. That's reason number two. Reason number three given is the reason of Shalom Bayis. Like Rashi says in Sechel Shabbos, this lashon, he says, v'makim she'ein ner, ein shalom. If there's no light, there's no shalom. Shahilip anichshal. He walks and he slips. V'aychav ha'feila, and he eats in the dark. That means this Shalom Bayis doesn't mean Shalom Bayis Benish Ishto. It means Shalom Bayis in the house. The house is at peace when there's light and people don't have Agas Nefesh. They don't hurt themselves. And because of this reason, we'll see that the Mizrurah says you should have light in every room at Shalom Bayis. It's not Dafka where you eat. The Oinik Shabbos might be Dafka where you eat, but the din of Shalom Bayis is everywhere in the house to have light. And the Chachamim say this mitzvah is a great mitzvah. You get a lot of schar for the mitzvah. And not only that, in Chashivas, it's more chashiv than wine for Kiddush. That means, if you don't have enough money, you can't afford both wine and candles, it's better to buy candles, not to buy wine for Kiddush. And you'll make Kiddush on the challah. And you won't make Kiddush on the wine. That's what the Chachamim say. But the truth is, that Bezman Hazeh, this halacha is not so negay anymore, because most people have electricity. And the Pesukim can say that these days that you have electricity, so you have light from electricity, so then if you don't have enough money for both wine and candles, you should preferably buy the wine for Kiddush since you have electricity. But that brings up the question, if we have electricity, what are we lighting candles? It's like lighting candles in a light room, which is not being waste of anything. So on that already, the Achorim talk about it, and I'll say over two mahalchim, the Igros Moshe in Chelek Hay says an interesting mahalach. He says, Ach shlinin etzem adlokas neiros ulai shayech lechayev v'shvil mashi ira, something could happen, shedeskalkel mechuna agdaila. The generator could go, the whole chashmal could go, the electricity could be a blackout. Even though it doesn't really happen often, but since it's possible, so therefore there's an inyan at least of a lakas neiros. And since the chamu mechayiv in the time before electricity, so now the achiyiv didn't fall off, because since it still applies, it's possible in a case where there's a blackout or still apply, and therefore we light candles. That's the way our Moshe says the chelik hay. Others say a little different shot. They say that even though you have light, but being moisif light, that alone is a covet of Shabbos. Being moisif, make it lighter, and like we find the pasuk in Shai says, "Urim kibdu Hashem," with light we mechabed Hashem. So by lighting candles by the suda, that is moisif, just like we light by suda's mitzvah and by davening. Neiros, the more neiros, moisif neiros, even though you have light already, that alone honors the Shabbos, and therefore the mitzvah still applies even when you have electricity. And akapanim. But we do see from this halacha that it goes before Kiddush. If you only have enough money, you see how great and big the mitzvah of Hadlokas Neiros is.